Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
It's always fun talking college hoops around March Madness time. The tourney never disappoints. It's always a lot of fun. And to help us break it down a little bit, former coach of the Villanova Wildcats, two-time champs, 2016-2018. He was also a member of the staff with Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr, the gold medal-winning team in Tokyo. Jay Wright joins us, who's now doing some color commentary for TBS, TNT, CBS, True TV, et al. Jay, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Good to be with you, Tom.
How's the TV? How's the media treating you?
It's a new world, man. It's a whole new world. But it's cool. During the year, I was able to go out and do games. So, excuse me, it was great to get out and see the coaches and get on the court with the players. And then during the tournament, I'm in studio down here in Atlanta. And then I'll go up to New York for the weekend. So it's all new to me right now, man. Yeah. I'm a rookie.
Well, unlike coaching, you can just root for a good game, and you don't really care who wins.
It's so true, man. You love these games. And as you know, when it's late at night and it's like 12:30 and you're still at the desk, then you're rooting for no overtime. You just
as much as you're a vet now, I see.
Yeah. As much as you love the coach, you're like, man, I don't want this dude to lose, man. But I can't go into overtime. They're going to be here until 2 o'clock in the morning.
See, you've learned the first rule of media. Always root for yourself.
Very true, man. Very true.
Was there a time as basketball season was approaching and guys were hitting the hardwood around the middle of October, was there a time you missed it and thought, God, was this the right time to do it? Or did you ever have any of those regrets?
No, it's amazing, Tom. And it's been really reassuring for me going through this season, because when the season came around this year, and I, you know, I just really felt I'd exhausted all my energy in coaching, and I was watching the guys do the summer workouts, you know, and I was at the beach and I was saying, thank God I'm not in there, man. I don't have the energy for this. And then the fall came around and school was starting and got in, you know, practice started. And I just saying, like, I don't have the energy for this. I'm glad I'm not doing this, you know. And then I went out and did games, you know, on TV. And you get there, you know, you're at a place like you did a Purdue-Ohio State game, and it was rocking, and you're out there for the start of the game. And you get a little tingle like, oh, this juice is good. But then I look across the court. Now, I think it was Purdue-Michigan State. I look across the court. I'm looking at Izzo in agony. And I'm saying, you know what? I don't miss that, man. I don't miss that.
Talking to Jay Wright, the former head coach of the Villanova Wildcats. I don't think people appreciate that it's such an all-consuming job. I mean, I've known Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Wildcats. I've known Steve for 30-plus years. And I told him, I go, you're aging like a president. I go, I look at pictures of you from like two years ago. And I was like, what happened to my guy there? I go, hey, did. Because it's all consuming. It's not just on the court, it's off the court. How do I make my team better? Do I run different plays? And if you lose a game, why did I run this? Why did I do that? He says it's so hard to get away from it. He says he loves doing it and it's so much fun and he gets such joy out of it. But he goes, I don't know if people appreciate, like, you just, as a coach, you can't get away with it. You're always, even if you're on vacation, you're thinking about how to make your team better. And for you, I'm sure it was like, okay, who should I recruit? What do I need for next year? So it's got to be nice to just set that bag aside.
That's exactly what it is, Tom. And that's what, you know, led me to decide it was time to retire. It wasn't the coaching. It wasn't the basketball. It was, it was the constant responsibility day in and day out. And you're absolutely right. And again, we don't ask for any sympathy. We have the greatest jobs in the world. It's just, you're on vacation with your family. You know, if, you know, a recruit calls or, you know, in Philly, we're only an hour and a half from the beach. I know it's not the California beaches, but in the summertime, you know, like on the weekend, you want to go down the shore. But if a recruit calls and says, hey, I want to come visit that day. You come back and you spend the day with that recruit. You know, your family's at the beach. You just mm-hmm. it is every day, and you are constantly. You know, I'd be in church. You know, the priest would be saying something in his homily, and I'd grab my phone. I'm like, oh, that's good. I'd be texting one of my players something he said. My wife would grab me, like, put the phone down. You know, it's just you're constantly thinking about your team, your program, your alumni. It's nonstop. That's what I didn't have the energy to do. I had the energy to coach. I didn't have the energy to have that responsibility on me every day.
Did you ever, after it was over, did you ever go up to the priest and go, hey, can you give this guy a call for me?
We had a great team chaplain on our team. I would get him all the time. I would say, hey, can I, you know, so-and-so's not playing real hard. He's a little bit of funk. Can I have him meet with you, please? Can you talk to him? Our guy, Father Rob, was the best at that.
That is great.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, let's get to some of these teams. I'm really looking forward to Gonzaga at UCLA, which is going to be tonight. And not only are they two of the three programs out here on the West Coast, it's just the styles are so different. And I love watching teams try to figure out who can impose their will. Gonzaga wants to play at 100, and UCLA wants to make it a rock fight in a phone booth. I know it's easier to slow games down. I'm just wondering how this is going to play out and how you see the advantages of this one and what you think may happen.
Yeah, man, you're right. It's going to be a great game. You know what's interesting to me, Tom? What you said, the three programs out there, is San Diego State the other team you guys?
I would say Arizona out on the West Coast. I would say really? Arizona, Gonzaga, and UCLA. Of course I'm going to say Arizona. You should have known that.
Well, actually, you're right. You know what? I didn't. I was actually thinking of them as being one. I wasn't counting well. I was actually thinking of them as being one of the three already adding. But you're right. And it's so interesting how Gonzaga has, over the years, just become a – it was always UCLA, Arizona. Now Gonzaga is firmly in that respect level on the West Coast. And, you know, I was really impressed with how Gonzaga handled the physicality of TCU, I had a couple of their games for CBS Dornier. That is a physical, athletic team. And I feel like the last couple times the time UCLA played Gonzaga in the NCAA tournament, I thought UCLA's physicality was impactful. You know, when you think about how many Hawks has played in that game, Tiger Campbell played in that game, you know, that NCAA tournament game. And I think Drew Timmy's the only guy, if I'm correct on this, that played in that game for Gonzaga. But I don't think Watson played a lot. But I'm amazed at what Mick Cronin has done with this UCLA team, with having these guys injured, you know, and still keeping this team play at this level. You know, are they saying that Adembona is good to go? What are they saying out there?
I just think he's dealing with what he's dealing with. I would imagine, like last game, yeah, he'll play, but he'll. The thing I worry about is if they get him in foul trouble, and Timmy's great at getting other bigs in foul trouble. They're losing their depth behind him is a little shaky. I would think so. Can you keep him out of foul trouble? I would think that's going to be pretty. That'll be a pretty huge storyline. I would think.
I think also for Timmy, because of how physical UCLA plays, if Timmy gets in foul trouble, that's going to be a problem for Gonzaga. And I just love how Jaime Jaquez can play so hard, and so does Campbell, without getting in foul trouble. They're so smart. But I think it's going to be Gonzaga playing through Timmy. And you know, he as much as he scores, he still gets 3 assists a game. The one thing that worries me a little bit about him in close games, his free throw shooting is a little suspect. I think he does. Yeah. I think he's one of the great college basketball players of all time. That's a little suspect. And I think if Singleton is okay, I think if Singleton doesn't play for UCLA, or if he's hampered, that's going to be a big problem, because his ability to occupy defenders and allow Jaime Jaquez and Tiger Campbell to do what they do is really valuable. I thought the 3 that he hit with like about a minute 25 to go in the game last game was huge. Like, you know, as slow as they play, as methodical as they play, if Singleton catches you at any time in transition, he'll drill a 3 on you, which is really valuable for them. And I think Amari Bailey has really come on, and he seems to be getting better every game. He's not just scoring, but he's getting people shots. I tell you what, man, if Singleton's healthy, I like UCLA in this game.
Yeah. Well, hell, Jay, Drew Timmy's going to be able to play one more year and then go straight to the Hall of Fame. He'll be of age. Just put him in the Hall. Guys, literally been there like 13 years at UCLA. What do you make of Arkansas UConn? Because UConn seemingly, and I've only seen them 3 or 4 times, but they seemingly have everything you need to win a national championship. A big, a shooter, a handler, toughness, a guy that can create his own shots. And they go against Arkansas, who's underachieved this year, various reasons for that. But they're long, they're rangy, they're athletic, they got some shot creators. This, and I'm sure they'll be feeling pretty good about themselves after the Kansas upset. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, I agree with you about UConn that they have all the answers. They really do. The one area they're, again, you're talking about these top teams. So I just look at, okay, what could get them in the end? And it's they don't really have a true point guard, but Tristan Newton has filled in there, and he's not a real point guard, but he can get buckets, and he's found a way to play at the guard position like a lead guard, but not really a point guard. He takes care of the ball. He's still getting close to 5 assists a game, but he's not a point guard. He's a scorer. And so if Arkansas's pressure on the ball can get UConn out of their system, that's Arkansas's way to do it. Because if you notice in a lot of UConn's games, like Jordan Hawkins doesn't score in the first half. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of teams that bring, like Iona Preston, they couldn't get into their offense, but UConn kind of wears them down. And then by the second half, when the team's not applying as much pressure, UConn gets into their half-court sets, and then they run Hawkins off screens, and he's deadly. And Sonogo's going to be a problem for Arkansas, as he is for anybody, because he's just so tough inside. I don't know if they've got the inside strength. They're still kind of young to deal with him. Now, how does Arkansas do it? They play with a free mind and an intensity that is just incredible. And if they can disrupt UConn and not allow them to get into their sets and get them to turn the ball over a little bit, Arkansas's got a shot. They're athletic enough to do that.
What do you give Creighton? Because I think Creighton, I mean, look, I think Princeton's going to be tougher. And I tell people, Jay, they're like, hey, at least Princeton beat Missouri. I go, that doesn't make me feel any better. They beat Arizona, okay? Don't. Hey, at least they validated it. I don't care. That just makes me feel we could have beat Missouri then. We would have beat Princeton. But I like this Princeton team. They got some size and some toughness, but Creighton's just super fun to watch. I love a wide open offense and guys handling the ball and player movement and ball movement. It just that's my style of basketball. I love to watch. I mean, what do you think about them not only against Princeton but going forward? Because that team seems to, I don't know about defensively. I know they love to play at a breakneck pace, but they just seem to have everything you would want from a college team offensively.
Yeah, I agree. You'd have to say they're the favorite in that game. And they're actually, having played against them in the Big East all those years, They were always an incredibly outstanding team, as you described. Great ball movement, play with great speed, great pace, great player movement, great actions that they run, really smart. Like Greg McDermott will call, like he'll call three plays at a time. And they'll run those three consecutive plays in a series until he gets a stoppage again, and they really execute. But they're far better defensively than they've ever been. They've actually got really good defensive numbers because Trey Cockbrenner's a great rim protector, and Alexander and Kaluma can really guard. Nembhard's quick at the guard spot. As long as you have to get a big guard on him, he's in good shape. So they're really good defensively too. This Princeton team just has. So again, I'd say they're the favorite. You know, I love how they play, and they match up decently with Princeton. But Princeton is much. It's unbelievable. It's not your typical Princeton team. Like they play with a couple bigs, like. The kid Caden Pierce had like 15 rebounds last game for them. And Tosan Awoma can play inside, outside, as good as anybody. They could slow down Creighton, make it a half-court game, which Creighton likes to go up and down, and they could beat him up on the glass, and that would be their way to win it. So I'd pick Creighton, but that's Princeton's way to win it.
Yeah, it should be a fun game. Alabama's to lose right now. I mean, I hate to say it's anybody's to lose. There's so many good teams, but the bracket kind of opened up for them a little bit. The way they're playing, the way you look at them right now, still kind of the team?
Yeah, if you look at any team that just talent-wise kind of jumps out at you and screams like this is a unique team, it's Alabama. But what's crazy is, you know, two teams that are left in the tournament beat them during the season. Connecticut beat them and Gonzaga beat them. So sometimes, you know, you could be the best team, but you just might be matched up against a team that matches up well against you, you know? Again, I look at Alabama as the team that can win it. They got so many weapons. They can get Noah Clowney shooting threes. Quinnenly can hit threes. Sears can hit threes. Brandon Miller can hit threes. They've got so many guys that can light you up. But San Diego State can defend. They can get in you. They can make the game ugly. The thing about Alabama is they're not afraid to play in that kind of game. They did it at Houston. So I like Alabama, but I think San Diego State's got a way to play. That's what's interesting in these matchups. I think you have a team that's the better team, but you have teams that play a style that could give that team problems.
Yeah, no doubt.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
More minutes with Jay Wright here. All right, before we let you go, I talked about this, and I talked about it with Dante DiVincenzo a couple weeks ago. I asked him, I go, all right, how do you think this game would go? Vintage Jay Wright Villanova Wildcats against vintage Tom Izzo Michigan State Spartans in a gym, no referees, go at it. I go, does Dante anybody survive?
Dante said he'd love that, right?
Oh, you kidding me? He goes, I would love to play in that game.
I got to tell you, Tom, with the year in six, when we won it in 16, Dante DiVincenzo broke his foot that year, early in that year. So he was sitting out. He was redshirted. And Eric Paschal was redshirted. He was transferring from Fordham. Back then, you had to sit out. Mm-hmm. So our practices were just brutal because those two were on the second team or the scout team. We played Oklahoma in the semifinals of the Final Four. Dante was Buddy Hield in practice going into that game, and we couldn't stop Dante at all. He was killing us. And we were going into that Final Four thinking, oh, my God, we are dead. We can't stop Dante DiVincenzo. He was a freshman. He hadn't even played it. We're like, we can't stop Dante DiVincenzo. How are we going to stop Buddy Hield? Oh, my God. And, like, two plays into the game, like we shut down Buddy Hield on his one dribble left step back, which we had Dante doing that. We stopped it twice in a row. Everybody looked at Dante. We're like, yo, you're better than him, man. You're better than him.
All right, before we let you go, if you went your voted best dress on the sidelines, do you feel pressure to go out and buy new suits?
I'll tell you, there was pressure. There was a website of Villanova called J. Wright Suits, and they would critique my suits after every game and the matchup, and I literally started writing. Because I really don't spend – I mean, no, I go pick out the suit I'm going to wear. I'm not – I like it, but I'm not that – I literally started listing what suit I wore each game because on the website they would say, like, he wore that suit last year in the Providence game, and so he shouldn't be wearing that. And I was like, oh, Jesus. I got to make sure, like, I don't wear the suit the same game or something. Like, it was crazy. I wasn't as into it as everybody else was.
Oh, man, that is wow, that is something. And lastly, if you really wanted to, you could have snapped that clipboard on TV, couldn't you? That grease board.
I honestly could have. I knew it was plastic and it was going to splatter. Although I first said, I'm not going to do it. And I said, I'm not doing it. They're like, oh, come on, do it. I'm thinking, this thing is going to splatter all over the place. So I tried to do it slowly, thinking that it would break. If I did it slow, it would break in half. And then the pen and stuff popped off. It's they brought some young stud. And good thing I had to do that next to everybody. Candace could have lost an eye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I told you. I texted you to Steve Kerr. He has only done one this year, but he's really good because it's kind of quiet. But you can see the intensity in his face, and then all of a sudden, it's just a real quick snap, and the thing's gone, and he just hands it to the athletic trainer.
He's the most intense dude that hides it.
Isn't he really?
See? Oh, my God. He coaching with him, he is intense as they come, and no one even knows it. You can't even tell.
No, it's like him and Draymond, or like the two guys. Now, Draymond, everybody knows. There's no one that questions Draymond is intense. Right. But Steve's one of those guys, and it's same in college when we played together. It's like, you know, this kind of choir boy, good looks, and, you know.
Exactly.
And then I'm like, that is not you. You don't know. And you see it every once in a while, but that's that guy. I guess you got to have a little bit of that as a coach, don't you? That intensity.
You do. He's one of my all-time favorites. He was so helpful to me coaching those NBA guys, getting to tell you some stories. He's some great stories teaching me how to deal with the NBA guys.
He's fantastic. Now, he's done a great job out here, and I couldn't be happier for him. Hey, I'm so happy I got a chance to catch up with you. It's been a lot of fun. I enjoy watching you on TV with the pre and the post and the half times. I hope you're having a great time doing this so we can see you in upcoming years. But thank you so much, Jay. I really appreciate the time, and best of luck going forward.
Great talking to you, Tom. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it, man. Jay Wright, former head coach, Villanova Wildcats, and now you can catch him on the studio coverage for the NCAA tournament. Coming up, more Copes and Tolbert here on the Sports Leader.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.